Sonoma County is known for its prodigious productivity, and not just of wine.
Artists actually outnumber wineries 12 to 1.
Jennifer Sloan, executive director of the Arts Council of Sonoma County, notes that her umbrella organization works with a surprising range of other local groups.
There's over 16,000 artists and 131 nonprofit art organizations in Sonoma County. That's only the nonprofits, and they range in budget from a little over $9 million on a high down to $1,500 for an all-volunteer organization.
Altogether, the arts contributed $62 million to the local economy in 2006, the last year for which figures are available. And Sloan says that figure is poised to grow.
Our vision is in the next 15 years, Sonoma County will be as well known for its art as it is for its food and wine, making this a cultural destination. If we can encourage our over 7 million visitors that come to Sonoma County to come for the food and wine and extend their stay a day for the arts, that adds about $138 a person to our economy for that extended stay, which is a huge economic multiplier.
That's the goal, but getting there will require climbing out of the current economic slump, which Sloan admits was more of a lingering presence in 2010 than her organization had expected.
The expectation was that audience attendance, contributions, and corporate underwriting would be stronger in 2010 than 2009. That actually did not occur. The arts and arts education experienced a significant slump in the second half of 2010, which also dovetails the Sonoma County Economic Development Board's research, which indicated that Sonoma County's recovery, while slow in the second half of 2010, strengthens in 2011.
In the meantime, the Arts Council has contracted and regrouped.
We've had to step back and reassess how we serve the community. And much along the roles of a traditional arts council, we're focusing on three core areas: advocacy for the arts, collaborative programs, and re-granting funding.
Implementing those changes meant they also had to make the hard decision to close their downtown Santa Rosa gallery space.
The gallery was a wonderful way to add value and make the arts available and present in the downtown arts district in Santa Rosa. However, we felt that we could use our resources more strategically and serve a greater constituency because we do represent visual, performing, literary arts, and arts education.
One thing they all have in common is a reliance on volunteers to get things done. And Sloan says that resource, too, has been affected by competition resulting from the recession.
Funding is tighter, and more disposable income is having to be split in many different ways. And both volunteer time and contributions are being sought by Health and Human Services and across a broad spectrum, not just the arts.
So as the new year gets underway, Sloan suggests that there's still time to make a pair of resolutions to help support the arts in 2011.
One is to volunteer, support the arts through volunteering your time, your intellect, your resources, an opportunity that your organization might have to help in a transformative way. And secondly, go out, enjoy the arts, experience this average of 250 arts and cultural events that we have every week in Sonoma County.
Tomorrow, the outlook for education in Sonoma County in the year ahead. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.